Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Done Right, Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo Meditation, and much, much more, hosted by Duchess and Jewel.
Hey, it's that time again. This is our regularly scheduled time. It is the third Sunday of November, and this is Duchess, and I am so happy to be spending this time with you as the board begins to lighten and all the lights are sparkling up there. Such a colorful, beautiful thing to see. Wow, how's it been going out there for you? It's been going all right here for me, a little bit shaky. It's getting cold already, and you know how I am about this cold weather. It is not my cup of tea. Can't deal with it. Can't deal with it. Well, I believe we have an interesting show tonight. We're going to talk about some things that have been popping up all over the place in the world of spirituality. We're going to give you an overview of what Lena Stevens and her husband, Jose, shared with us about the outcome of the elections. We're going to talk about a lot of things. We're going to talk about our essence. We're going to talk about our growth as we evolve through the challenges of spirit. And first of all, maybe what we need to do is we need to talk about Lena Stevens' power path and what she had to say near the end of the month, for this month. Now, you know, the power path came out. It was the power path. So, psychic. He didn't know how it was going to end up being for the rest of the month. Now we're here at the 20th of November. Well, when the power path forecast came out, it was the 1st of November. So nothing had transpired as far as the political experience. But this is what Lena had to say at the end of the month. So we're not going to go through the whole entire month of what was being said. We're going to jump straight to today, the 16th to the 22nd. And I find it very, very fascinating that during that time it was expressed that it would be a time to time frame where we were unlikely to face our own fears. We were facing fears as to who are we without our suffering. There is resistance to change that is irrational. So a lot of times we have these irrational fears because things are about to change and unfold for us in ways that we can't even begin to perceive, and because we can't see what's going on over our shoulder or around the corner or tomorrow or next week, we build up all these fears according to the things that we see today. But her forecast was saying, even if we have the opportunity to make changes that will be enlightening and free us from prison, the prison of our emotional debt, we hesitate to embrace the unknown. We would rather stay with what is known, even if it's full of suffering and not at all fun. You know, I mean, that's the nature of the human experience. She went on to say, why forgive when we are so attached to our wounds and what others owe us? So we complain and are confused and know we need to do something, but cannot quite get the clarity of the motivation, that motivation to follow through. This is a volatile time. We could have some emotional and physical upheaval in the world and in our lives. Now, you see, when this forecast came out the 1st of November, Lena did not know, unless her shamanistic capabilities caused her to know what was going to happen on the 9th of November, just, you know, right after this forecast came out on the 1st of November. She went on to say, we could have some emotional and physical upheaval in the world and in our own personal lives. It is important to stay grounded during this time, all right, and to know what our priorities are. Work with the concept of courage as you contemplate forgiveness. Have the courage to forgive something big, and big change could follow. Now, when we move on into November the 30th, the 23rd to the 30th, we have the opportunity here to uncover some more of our wounding and to forgive it. This could come through crisis or aggressive energy that pushes something out and up, you know, as a need to be forgiven and released. It could be a painful time of healing, but euphoric at the same time, as the awareness of something big and expansive hits our center of truth. How fascinating. Lena went on to say, we are moving as a planet from a paradigm of senseless action to one of mature wisdom as our base of operations. This is a frequency shift, a change of vibration that requires a whole new energetic wiring. So wire up, lightworkers. You know, you've been waiting for this time and this paradigm of experience. We've been waiting for this a long time, and we are still here. We are here to see those things that are evolving that's causing us to come together and do some work. The work is ready for us to take hold of. So, some of these old attachments, especially to suffering, are no longer congruent with this new vibration. You see, you can't hold on to all of that past ugliness and all that past harshness because this is a new day. And you're going to have to clean house in order for you to have a new experience about what you're going to do with what's in front of you. You can't carry the old baggage with you, okay? We may experience fear when we cannot identify clearly who we are as we are in transition as a human race. So we've got to clean house in order for us to walk and for us to proceed with clarity. Okay, during this time frame, we may have some questions. Many more questions, a lot of questions, more questions than answers. But if we just keep forgiving whatever and whenever we can, we will accelerate the change. Now, she said that November the 29th, that's going to be a new moon, and this is an important moon for building community, sharing yourselves with others, and not holding back on your unique self-expression. It will be a good day to anchor a commitment to learn something new or to pursue a new area of interest or a new relationship. Anything that you put into motion today, get some juice for gathering support. It is not a day to be alone. So remember, Tuesday the 29th, not a day to be alone, not a day to be secretive, not a day to be antisocial. Share yourself and enjoy the company of others, even if it is just reaching out for a few moments. Okay? So that was her Power Path forecast for the month of November. I would be very interested in knowing what's going to happen in that forecast for December, because based upon a nice little letter that I got in my email, well, all of us who subscribe to PowerPath got a nice letter in our emails just a couple of days ago, and it was from Lena and her husband. And I liked it a lot because it addressed me as Dear Yolanda, like, you know, they know me personally. That was, like, really cool to have this Dear Yolanda message of support. Now, they sent us a message of support. And this is from Lena and her husband, Jose. Jose is a shaman. Okay. And the letter was written right after the election. And it says, Lena and I are in the perfect place for such an event as this election, the Amazon jungle. Nevertheless, the long arm of the news reaches here. The wrecking ball has arrived. Never fear. Never accept the appearance of things. The young king, with Alexander the Great's personality traits. Now, I'm going to explain that further to you, why he's being called by Lena and Jose as the young king with Alexander the Great's personality traits appears to have his prize. The letter went on to say, Hillary, the warrior, does not yet know the horror she avoided. All this shall pass in this unstable universe of ours. Do not under any circumstances engage in fear. Do what empowers you. Keep your hearts open no matter how hard. Do not engage in martyrdom, resentment, or hopelessness. As the old Buddhist monk said when faced with alternating praise and condemnation, quote, oh, is that so? Let it be known that in every seeming impossible situation, there is always opportunity. We are beyond ready for major change. And as a collective, we have chosen our agent. Let us not allow our attachments to stand in the way of the work ahead of us. You got that, light workers? Much more guidance on this later when we return from the jungle. So I'm waiting to see what this enlightenment that's coming, and Lena and Jose send us many blessings from the Amazon jungle. So what did they mean by the young king with Alexander the Great's personality traits, okay? It seems that back in March, Jose did, he gave a scenario on the electoral process, and he described some of the candidates. But before we go into that, let's talk about the mature soul times. You know, for at least a couple of decades, we have been living in an accelerated shift in consciousness that is changing how the game is being played on Earth for many generations to come. Okay, our collective value system is shifting from a success orientation to a relationship orientation, or from a me to a we. And we've got to understand that. It's no longer I, me. It's a we. Okay, this soul age shift from late young to early mature is a most difficult transition for the entire cycle. Okay, so we're no longer baby souls, and now what's happening is that we have these mature souls that are coming through the physical body, and they're very mature, but they have various levels of maturity. Okay, it has all the awkward volatility, confusion, and discomfort of a self-absorbed teenager moving into young adulthood. The structures and systems that have supported the value system of external power are dissolving, and they aren't going quietly. We are living in the midst of extreme challenge. All right? Not only extreme challenge, but a chaos that comes with growing up, which isn't always easy. To put it another way, it's like it's a lot like having our house remodeled. You know, when the wrecking crew arrives to tear down the walls, it creates a lot of debris, chaos, and confusion in the short term. Or like me, I'm in an apartment with all these boxes that are taped up all around me. But then I open up this box and I put this away, but then there's another box and everything in this box can't be put away. And so what begins to look like, it looks like a bigger mess, you know, than when I just had all these boxes. Well, the wrecking ball creates a lot of debris, chaos, and confusion in the short term. We have to trust the blueprint until the new structures take shape. When we can't see exactly what will replace our safe and familiar structures, our fears often create gloomy scenarios for our future. This is why it is important to create intentions and align our energy with the bigger picture of what we are evolving into as a family. All right. So most of us have a pretty good understanding of what young-souled values are about. But what will a mature-souled value system look like? We can take some clues from looking at the 7 levels that a mature soul goes through as an individual. Okay? Let's talk about the first level mature soul seeks. Okay? They seek above all else right relationship to self. At this early stage of the mature soul cycle, perceptions and goals have altered substantially. As material success is no longer the primary aim, this is the level that a person asks the question, what makes me happy? If money and prestige isn't it, then what is? Okay. The inner life begins to form and the perspective is focused on service to self. Okay, now this is the first level, mature soul. This is now an awareness of the subtle energy fields beyond the physical plane. The more soul roles, such as the solid roles, such as scholar, warrior, and king, generally begin meditation at this level. There is much more emphasis on personal integrity, on ethics, accountability, and the consequences of healthy or unhealthy choices. Dangers here are that this stage comes with self-indulgence to the point of narcissism. Some first-level mature souls become obsessed with good works. Even so, if you dig deeply enough, you can see the motive behind their desire to serve is to make themselves feel good. Then there's the evolution of the second-level mature soul. This soul seeks right relationship within the family. Sensitive and creative, this person seeks love and approval from many sources. They will often compromise their own needs in order to seek peace and fulfillment with the family constellation. Rejection is viewed as a rejection of his or her soul. Now, you know, you can take each one of these soul levels and put them in your own perspective. You know, when I was going through them and learning about them or reading about them, I could see even my children and their personalities in this. It was amazing. Okay? So regardless of role, this person will express their creativity through whatever work is chosen. Underlying this is always the desire to please and win the approval of the mother. A lack of nurturing in childhood will, more often than not, leave substantial scars, which can become the primary healing focus of the lifetime. Now, the third level, mature soul, seeks right relationship with a circle of friends. Loyal and steadfast, this person loves his or her friends and works hard to cultivate and keep friendships alive. Now, I want you to understand, it doesn't matter what age you are. You could be at any one of these soul levels. It doesn't matter your age. This is your soul level. The focus for this individual is learning the language of negotiation that helps to build and maintain peace among their peers rather than causing discord or confrontation. They become much more sophisticated in their communication skills at this level and work diligently in entertaining or facilitating events among like-minded people. Then you have your fourth or mid-level mature soul who seeks to integrate right relationship with self, family, and friends while assimilating the experiences of the first three levels of the soul age. Okay? They endeavor to incorporate all relevant accumulated knowledge into his or her lifestyle. This person is generally deeply intuitive and contemplative and requires alone time to process data, or data as the case may be, more than other people. Public outpourings from the psyche are common at this level. Examples from this soul age are the poet Rumi and writers like Anne Rice or Barbara Kingsolver, Lenny Cohen, and the philosophers Plato, Immanuel Kant. Now, then there's the fifth level mature soul seeks right relationship with the community at large or the tribe, as the case may be. This person works for approval from the entire spectrum of the community by playing the role of coyote or trickster for the tribe. The question asked here is, how and where do I fit in? Many people at this level seek public office, but often fail to win because they are perceived as being too smart, too outspoken, or too eccentric for the masses. You're getting a little bit of clarity now? Are you getting some? This fifth-level mature soul in the creative arts often make careers out of going against the grain of the prevailing social order. Sound like somebody y'all know currently? Now, this can be your Eugene McCarthy, your Michael Jackson, your Joni Mitchell. These are examples of this soul age. Then you have your sixth-level mature soul. Seeks right relationship with the world at large. This person is your archetypal world citizen. Already this person has begun to look ahead to the old soul cycle and to perceive that there is something greater than self that includes self. This level is the most challenging of all the soul ages because of the intensity and sheer number of karmic paybacks taken on. Many of the greatest statesmen of all time have been sixth-level mature. They say that also includes, like, the Dalai Lama, for example, is an example of this soul age. And the last but not least, the seventh-level mature. Now, these are the mature souls. These are not the old souls. You know, you have your baby souls, you have your young souls, you have your these are your mature souls. The seventh-level mature soul seeks right relationship with nature and the environment. Now, this person may often explore animist spirituality and perform shamanic rituals that involve the use of power animals and totems. Environmental activists activism is common at this stage, and they often will renounce wealth in favor of their principles. If they are business owners, they will incorporate environmental principles into their business practices. I guess such soul age, such persons at this soul age could be like your Al Gore's, who's, you know, all about the climate change and the environment. The signs and signals of our collective shift into first level mature are all around us, okay? So the signs and signals of our collective shift into first level mature are all around us. That's our collective shift. The accumulation of wealth and power isn't making us happier, as the evidence of stress-related illness, depression, and anxiety in our society clearly indicate. Okay, we've mastered the ability to control others and the natural world to the peril of the planet and our infrastructures. So what's next? Our biggest lesson over the next few centuries will be learning how to get along with each other and our environment in ways other than violence and aggression. Do we see this stuff going on now? We're having to figure out how to do this. We are learning how to solve our differences through diplomacy rather than warfare. And this lesson starts with self. When we make peace with ourselves, we're ready to make peace with everything we relate to. Now, in the beginning of our discussion, we talked about the forgiveness and making peace, you know, from within out. Making forgiveness and not carrying this baggage, because as we go forward as light workers, we can't have all of this past baggage hanging on and dragging behind us, because we're going to have to be spiritually clean, spiritually clear, because we have some stuff to do. We have some work to do. All right? Now, we talked about the mature souls. Let's go back to Jose Stevens, and why we had to talk about that, and why in his letter that came through my email where it said that we cannot be afraid, we have to let go fear, we have to let go being indignant and resentful, because the king, the baby king, with the Alexander the Great's personality, has gotten his prize, and we know who that is. So here's why I went through all of the mature soul thing, because back in May, I think it was March, this is what Jose wrote. He says he's going to write something about the principal candidates and the elections as a whole. He had mentioned tidbits in recent articles, but finally devoted this article to hopefully help you understand the candidates and the bigger picture, all right? So he apologized in advance if he stepped on anyone's toes, because he was speaking from a spiritual perspective as opposed to a political perspective. And he said, to begin with, he was going to examine the personality traits of each candidate. But because we've already had the election, and this was written in March, I'm just going to focus in on why he said that Hillary doesn't know it yet, but she would be very, very, she does not know what she has avoided, okay? But here's what he was saying. Realizing that everyone at the essence level is perfect already, so we must give that credence, because we are spiritual individuals, okay? We know if we practice long enough, and we've talked about this long enough, that from a spiritual perspective, everything is perfect. Everything, no matter what we are projecting outside of us, everything is perfect. So, Jose examined the personality traits of each candidate. We're only going to talk about the two. realizing everyone at the essence level is perfect already. The candidates are just the perfect outer characters playing roles that we project on them. Now, he had described Hillary Clinton as the warrior. Third level maturity, okay? Goal of growth, mode of perseverance, pragmatist attitude, intellectually centered, but her obstacle was arrogance. Basically, she started out in politics to be a social progressive, but over the years, working in a deeply flawed and corrupt system, she has given, hopefully, she has gotten hopelessly entangled in that system and could not find her way out after compromising so many times. She had grown to enjoy the money and power, but still wanted to be seen as progressive. And this caused many to see her as hypocritical. If she had been elected, she probably would have been gridlocked, you know, in many ways, like the previous administration, okay? And she would have been relentlessly beaten up, and she may have health issues. You know, it would have weighed on her. Well, he talked also briefly about the Bernie character. He said that was a warrior, but that was at a fifth level old. Goal of submission, sliding to dominance, mode of aggression, realist attitude, intellectually centered, obstacle is stubbornness, okay? He handles his aggression rather well without going into belligerence because he is an old soul. And we're talking old soul, we're not talking about age. Being a warrior, he can be somewhat dour at times without much of a sense of humor, okay? So that was him. Then he talked about, and this is the only Republican I'm going to talk about, is the Donald Trump, okay, because he is, like, in front of our faces every day. King, not a warrior, not a scholar, king, either fifth or seventh level young, not even mature, young. Goal of dominance, aggression mode, pragmatist attitude, moving centered, obstacles, will be arrogance and greed. The positive pole of dominance is leadership, and the negative pole is dictatorship. He is most often the negative pole. The positive pole of aggression is dynamism, and the negative pole is belligerence. He slides back and forth. The positive pole of pragmatism is efficiency, and the negative pole is dogmatism. He slides back and forth. Now, I'm saying all of this because we as light workers, we got to be aware of this stuff. You know, we got to be aware of why things are being projected out there the way they are so that we can have a hold on how it is we carry ourselves under this, and so we can talk to other people to allay their fears about what's going on. And what will happen is we'll begin to know how we have to stand, how we have to stand for the rights of those who may be suffering under certain attacks and things. Not from our resentment, not from our hate, you know, not from our belligerence, but from a spiritual perspective. Now, his pragmatism is reflected in his simple solutions to big problems. You know, build a wall, register Muslims, you're fired. These personality traits are very similar to Alexander the Great, who almost could not fail, and of Hitler, who likewise was a juggernaut in his time. His moving center has him covering a lot of ground continuously. He seldom sits still. When you combine moving with dominance, with aggression, he is an 18-wheeler barreling up behind you on the highway. You have little choice but to get out of the way or get rolled over. Regarding the fifth or seventh levels, The fifth level is very public and eccentric. That's your Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson was a fifth level. Your seventh level is mastery and leading at the front of the pack. So far as his exhibiting both, making it a bit difficult to choose between them. Kings always pick the enemies for their empires. So in our case, his enemies started out being Mexicans and Muslims. Those were his enemies in the beginning. Okay? And back in March, Jose predicted if he is elected, all hell will break loose for better or worse. Now, here's our big picture. Okay? There is a big picture. Because if we look at this through tunnel vision, that's what we're going to see, is that tunnel vision stuff. The big picture is that most people would agree that our political structure is broken as our system of governance. Okay? The founding fathers did lay out a system that was quite well thought out. I thought that when I took it in college, American government system, I thought it was like fascinating and blew my mind. As a matter of fact, the underlying spirituality of that whole setup really rocked me, okay? So this system has worked for many years, okay, for the most part. However, with the flood of corporate dollars, buying candidates, and all that other hoopla that's going on in there, you know, different things, it's broken down. Okay, so what he's saying was that whenever this occurs in a country and the people feel that nothing can get done because of gridlock, it sets the stage for a strong man or woman to take over, as was the case in Germany in the early 1930s. The 20% baby souls in the population seek a strong, usually patriarchal leader who will ram through new policies that they imagine will represent their interests. A big percentage of the 25% young souls in the population admire a highly successful individual and back them as well. This gives them close to 50% of the population backing the strong or dictator-like individual for leader. The 50% mature and old souls are always less motivated to vote because they are frequently discouraged and can't see a worthy candidate to represent them. In addition, they are often divided with many issues competing, like ecological concerns, gay rights, race relations, pro-choice agendas, and so on. Now, the younger souls just want a strong man and are united that way. That's all they want. They want a strong person. The older souls want someone who is going to represent their favorite agenda and are divided that way. Okay? This sets the stage for a strong man or woman takeover, a usually disastrous result, as we have seen so many times in history. All right? And in our society, that strong man became who is our president-elect now. Not even though he appeared like, you know, some crazy buffoon to so many people. He was only play-acting and having fun being the bully. He is incredibly calculating, and in typical King style, he maneuvered the other candidates so well. I like the way Jose put this, you know, and the fact that he did this all the way back in March of this year, it says a lot, you know, for people who are intuitive and, you know, have that capability to see things, the big picture. Okay? He explained that the man understood the media. He understood campaigning was not about ideas in this election. He understood every other candidate's weakness and proceeded to trash them one after another, which he did until the end. He also carved out a base of anti-intellectual people who want their strong man, and he played them abashedly. He was not running for president. He was running for king and had a shot at it, given his personality structure and the times we are living in. He had his shot. So, basically what we say, as light workers, we have to understand the bigger picture of things, because there are people out there who are going to be suffering and struggling, and we can't sit back in our homes and be upset and say this is BS and this is, you know, because what has happened with this is, you know, it's not a black problem any longer. It's not just a black problem. It's not just a Mexican problem. It's not just a Muslim problem. It's not just a gay problem. And, you know, when people sat around and they just saw that other group over there, they were going through their challenges. Now it's time for us to say we are all that other group, and it's time for us to take care of one another. Okay? So what Jose is saying, when he says outrageous things like building a wall for Mexicans or banning Muslims, rather than people turning away from him, okay, those people, they were secretly relieved that he, as a strong guy, was strong enough to break through that gridlock and make things happen. Many liked the fact that he wasn't polite. You know, they were getting off on the fact that he wasn't polite. The truth is, Jose is saying that we no longer have a Republican Party or a Democratic Party. We have a Trump Party, and he will do what he pleases. Okay? And he gives many more perspectives. I love his perspective. He said, however, this is not just a political analysis. It includes some bigger philosophical considerations that no one else is looking at. If you are feeling frightened or discouraged, just remember, and remember this well, light workers, it's only a movie. Everything in life is outpictured by us, the many fragments of our own grand being. As humans, we get to play everything out on a grand stage to our huge entertainment and folly. Now, some of you may say, what folly? What fun? What is? If you look at it, the big picture, we've got work to do. But we should not have work to do because we're afraid. We've got work to do because this is something that has been designed not so much to end the war, but sometimes they say to end the war, you don't have to fight it. You become a part of it. And we're going to go out there and we're going to become a part of the structure. And no matter where you see an injustice or who that injustice is being done to, you will find a way for you yourself to act against that particular thing. So it's no longer just your problem for your group of people. Everybody's group of people is your problem now. And that's what we light workers are here for. I saw on a TV show some of the groups that may start to struggle as a result of what's going on, and these groups may need us to volunteer for them. You know, some of us feel, what is it that I can do? I'm not going to get out there and march and protest. You know, maybe that's not your thing, and maybe that shouldn't even be the thing. But as a light worker, there are things that you can do. There are groups that are going to need volunteers to help. If you have financial support, you can give financial support to some of these groups, because they may very well start to lose their funding. And these can be groups that that you can, in your own way, support. Not all of us are going to want to support or volunteer at Planned Parenthood. Not everybody is into supporting the NRDC, the Global Warming Organization, because, you know, these new folks may not even be interested in climate change. Then there's the International Refugee Assistance Program for refugees. There is also the NAACP, Legal Defense Fund. There is the Trevor Project. I think I'd like to get involved in the Trevor Project. The Trevor Project is for LGBTQ youth. That's for, you know, the young people who are going to be who are going to be gay bashed, or people are going to show prejudice against them. There's also young children who have two mothers and two fathers that are being going to be harassed in school and picked on and things like that. then there's the Mexican American Legal Defense Fund. You might want to volunteer for that, or you might want to donate to that. If you have relatives, you might want to buy them a Christmas present, as a, do that as a gift donation for them and send it to them, you know. One of the big things we light workers need to do, if we are light workers, and you'll know you're a light worker. I heard it in a meeting today. If you say you're a light worker, and the police came up to you and they wanted to arrest you for being a light worker, how much evidence would they have against you to convict you for being that light worker? Now, once again, you say you're a light worker and the police came up to you and they want to arrest you for being a light worker, someone that is all spiritual and does all of this good work, you know, you indigo, you, you know, all things spiritual, and, you know, you do all of these wonderful things in this belief system. How much evidence would the police have to stack up against you to convict you? The question basically is, how much light work are you really doing? Are you really, really doing anything? Think about it. Hold it to yourself. What is your station in life? What have you done lately? And we've all got to ask ourselves this question. Another thing, we can't read everything that social media posts. Some of it is true and most of it is not. And we say that because I've told my family and my friends, I saw a television show where they showed how people make false news headline posts all the time. They are false. There was one on there that talked about Chick-fil-A and them raising Nazi babies or something, you know, KKK babies. Now, come on. And people were really upset about that, and it was false. We need to buy subscriptions to the for real newspaper now. We need to get back to reading things that are for real. We need to start fact checking. If you got a computer, go to Google and say, is this true? Or you got to start understanding that everything we read and everything we see is not true. So, I don't know if I want a New York Times coming to my house, but I might apply for the Post. And then there's also the ProPublic.org. They are great for investigative journalism. So those are the things that we can do to support what's going on and fix this. We did it. We got to fix it. As a collective, we did it. We have chosen our fight. And so it's time to just roll up our sleeves and get the work done. Hoo-wee. So with that, I don't know. I have anybody out there got any questions? You know what to do. Tap that number one. Anybody want to share? Anybody want to be a part of it? The light, the board is all lit up. it's really wonderful to see all of you out there. I saw area code 401 just pop up there. Where have you been? I've been waiting for you all night. I can hear you laughing too, even though you know who I'm talking to. How you doing, area code 212? One of my very favorite area codes. U2401, 401, 404. I see y'all. Y'all are, yeah, I see you. Oh, I even have area code 703 and 864. And hi, everybody. Feels good. Feels good to be here. It's been a long time. As far as my move goes, I want you to know, I am in, although I do not like that it's winter, and you know I'm going to be doing my countdown to springtime real soon. But that's neither here nor there. I'm going to give you all some notes from the universe, see what the universe has to say to you, and then we're going to call it an evening. Notes from the universe. Be yourself, not who you're supposed to be, but who you want to be. Not their way, but your way. And everything else will take care of itself. Do not think that you have to get there, wherever there is for you, with what you have today, whether in terms of money, confidence, talent, connections, whatever. Doesn't work like that. Too scary. Bad idea. Once you set yourself in motion, the necessary resources in terms of money, confidence, talent, connections will be drawn to you. Once you set yourself in motion. Okay? So, set yourself in motion. And all those things to get you where you desire to be will be drawn to you. Okay. I guess that's it for this evening. I held on to my breath. I held on to my voice. It's beginning to go now. And so with that, I'm going to say good night. Thank you for being here. Glad you shared these moments with me. I had a good time. Take care. Love you all. Bye-bye. Thank you.